Okay, hi. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. We have a coworker who's, you know, in the single world dating, and she always feeds me these topic ideas. Mm-hmm. and this is a good one. She was just saying, this is so weird. I talked to someone on one dating app, and we matched on another dating app, and then on the third dating app, they didn't match me. So is that bad dating etiquette? 79 Coast, if you want to chime in.
Oh, like
if you see the same person on another dating app,
yeah,
should you match with them on that app too?
Oh, I have an opinion on that.
Oh, you do?
I say no, because it makes you look stalkery.
Oh.
I say if I'm with you on one app, that's it. You know we matched, and I'm not, because then it's like, I'm going to match you here, I'm going to match you here, Oh, I'm right here.
Ooh, right.
Why are you on this app? I see you.
Yeah.
That's my perspective.
And now I'm at your office.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
And now I'm in your window. Hi.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I think.
Yeah.
That,
well, and that's true. I guess I should have said, well, right. So, you know, of course, all due respect. Why do you go to match with them on the other apps if you're already talking on one?
Right.
I mean, I guess maybe you only talk on one.
Well, she might be dating multiple people or.
Right.
You know.
No, but I mean with this one person.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking on this one app.
Mm-hmm.
Why bother with the others?
Right.
I mean, and not like you have to get off the apps, like you're monogamous, you
exactly,
know.
Exactly, yeah.
But like, why bother talking to them on the other apps?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although I guess it is kind of rude to say deny on the other apps when you are chatting it up on.
Well, if that person like matches with you, yes, but I wouldn't be the one to cast my line out on any other ones.
Okay.
I would wait for, in my case, him to say, see ya, hi. And I say, hi, back. But I wouldn't say hi first.
Okay.
See where I'm going?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. It took a little bit of a turn.
I think I know what you're saying. Like,
yeah.
Like, if you match on one dating app.
If I'm on Match.com.
You're not going to go swiping on him on other apps.
No.
Because that would be too much?
I think it looks a little desperate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But if he matched me...
Kelly said that, not me.
But if he matched me, then I would have to match back, because then you're insulting him.
Ah. Oh, okay. Interesting.
See? I don't want to hurt his feelings. The thing with dating is that you're just... Everything is, like, blown up. Like,
right.
You can't make one decision without someone overthinking something.
And then you look... 79 Coast, if you want to chime in on this, 792-6278.
But also, what the heck do I know? Like, I've been with someone for 15 years. So.
You've never even been on dating apps, right?
I was on Match.com and eHarmony. God, eHarmony, it was like, what do you want, a blood sample? Oh, that thing. I was like, no,
yeah.
Absolutely not.
It's very involved,
here's
right?
Your social and a fingerprint. My God.
Yeah, it was
enough. Match.com.
Okay.
But I would see people on eHarmony and I would act like I didn't see them.
Oh.
Yeah, I wouldn't match with them.
Even if you matched with them on Match?
Yes, I would just stay on Match.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't want to be desperate, even though I was totally desperate.
Okay, if you're out in the dating app game right now, 79 Coast, call or text us, 792-6278. If you see someone who you're already matched with, do you feel that you have to match with them on another app? What's the consensus on this?
Yeah, what would you do? Or have done?
I think I would match. It would be okay. Take it out of apps and into real life.
Yeah.
Like, let's say we chatted up we had a date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I see him at the coffee shop.
Yeah.
And I say, oh, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
And then I see him at the bike shop.
Ooh, I would hide.
But I don't say hi.
Oh, I would hide.
Wouldn't that be rude? Wouldn't it be weird if I didn't just saw him somewhere else and didn't say hello?
Correct. But if I saw him first at the bike shop, I would hide behind the spokes.
Okay.
So he couldn't see me.
Someone texted, respectfully, Kelly's opinion sounds dated.
Oh. No,
well, it is.
You're correct.
You're right.
And that's why I'm glad that this person said that. It's totally dated. There has to be a new thing now.
Yeah.
And I love that they said respectfully. Because
yeah,
it is. It's 15 years old.
Yeah. Just like how you said, respectfully, coworker, you sound desperate. Actually, I think I said that.
No, I said it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
79 Coast, what do you think? I know we're getting a few texts about this. It says if I match with them on one, I don't like them on the other apps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But see, that's what's funny, though, is on the other apps, it might seem desperate. right?
Mm-hmm.
But then if you put it in person, like again, if yeah. I, let's say I'm at, oh, and this has happened back in my single days.
Uh-huh.
Let's say I matched with someone and chatted with someone on the app, and then you bump into each other in real life.
Oh.
Unplanned.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you say hi?
I hide.
Do you
again.
Acknowledge?
I hide.
Kelly, when in doubt, hide.
Unless they approach me first, I don't want to look desperate. That was always my biggest fear.
I just imagine you walking through the Old Port, ducking behind buildings.
Totally.
Right?
You're like, oh, God, we got to leave this bar. There he is.
Squeezing behind a light pole.
He saw me.
I need a coffee.
And then it's like, oh, hey, Kelly. Oh, hi.
Oh, hey, how are you?
There? How are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really didn't plan to run into you because I'm not. Respectfully.
Respectfully. I'm old and desperate.